Good morning. Welcome into our prayer time here on WHCB 91.5, The Blessing. And I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome in, my friend. Thank you for joining us today. Got a poem here. I don't read poems very often, but occasionally I do because people send them to me. And so from time to time, I read them. This is from Walter E. Eisenhower, and he's got a poem called Who'll Get Your Property? So listen carefully. Who'll get your property, dear soul, when you no longer have control? Will it be left for worldly kin to send them deeper into sin? Will sons and daughters law it out, or with each other fuss and pout? Because they don't and won't agree just what the share of each shall be, will someone drink it all away, as sometimes happens, sad to say? Will it be spent when you have died to gratify a lot of pride? Will those for whom you've saved it up expend it just to fill life's cup with pleasures that will curse and blight and send them down to hell's black night? Who'll get your business or your land and cash perhaps you have on hand? Who'll get the means that you have saved for which you sacrificed and slaved? You'd better seek God's holy will before you grow quite weak and ill. As to the way your means should go when you are through with earth below. Of course, we appreciate those who have included WHCB in their will, in their estate planning. We appreciate that. It's very helpful to us, and we're very thankful for those who have done so. And if you would like to include WHCB in your will, you can do that very easily when you talk to your attorney. Our corporate name is Appalachian Educational Communication Corporation. And I can give you that information. You just call me at the radio station. And I'll be happy to share it with you. 423-878-6279. Looking in Mark chapter 12 this morning. Mark chapter 12, two verses, 41 and 42. Let's go 41 through 44. And Jesus sat over against the treasury, and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. So here Jesus was looking at how folks were giving. Now, did Jesus have to know how they were giving? Well, no. Was he getting any money that was given to the treasury? Oh, absolutely not. But he wanted to see how people were giving to the Lord's work. So Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more, or cast more in, than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. This was everything she had. She was a poor widow to start with. Let's look at that. In that society, a widow who had no family had no means of support. So let's say she had been married and then her husband died and she had no children or no children of age to take care of her, then she would likely either starve to death or come close to starving to death. Now, not only was she a widow, but she was a poor widow, one who had great need. I remember working with a group that had a widow's ministry. And it was a wonderful widow's ministry. And they would take the ladies out, the widows that they served. They would make sure that they had their hair done occasionally. They made sure that they had clothing that they could wear to church or to go shopping. And they would take them shopping occasionally. They had a van or a bus. And they took care of these widows on a regular basis. And these would have qualified as poor widows. And I remember a lady that was a widow who was one of the wealthiest ladies in that locality where I was at the time. And she said to me, she said, "Why aren't they helping me?" And I said, "Because you don't need any help." She had a number of children. She had a lot of money. She drove a fine car and had a fine house, et cetera, et cetera. And even though she was a widow, she did not meet the requirement of a poor widow. And she didn't meet the requirement of a widow indeed. A widow indeed, according to Scripture, is a widow that serves the church, the body of Christ, and is without children or relatives. That's a widow indeed. And of course, the observation that we would make there is that if a widow has family, they should be helping take care of her, according to what Scripture has to say. But in this case, this was a poor widow, meaning she was probably without family, and she cast in two mites, which was the least of the least of the least, and it was all she had. And Christ said, she threw in more, she cast in more, she gave more, she donated more than anybody else because they gave out of the excess that they had, and she gave everything that she had. How much is left when you give is the question. Not how much did you give, but how much do you have left when you give? Now, I could give you story upon story of rich folks who gave much and poor folks who gave more. And Christ here himself, we see that story in Mark chapter 12, where the rich gave much and the poor little woman gave everything she had. On a percentage basis, who gave the most? She did. She gave it all. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love for us, where Jesus Christ was sent by you to this earth to give everything for us, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the gift of salvation, and we ask that you would use us today to bless others with the truth of that gift. We pray for your strength. We pray for your wisdom. We pray for your words to be ours. We pray for our friends in Central America who are doing your work. There's so many there that we love in Christ, and we ask for your special blessing upon them in Central and South America. Now, Father, I pray that you'll bless these poor widows and poor widowers. Bless these that have not. Bless them with great abundance in glory as well as here. And for those who have much, I pray that you'll bless them as well as they give to support the works that you would have them to give to. Now, Father, we ask that you would bless this ministry, make provision for it, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.